Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Upthird Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Tuesday, December 13th. The grains closed mixed with March corn down a half a cent, 653 and a half. March wheat down 4 cents at 750 and three quarters, and March beans up 19 cents at 1484 and a half. Well, the beans stayed strong here today. I mean, they finished 7.5 off their highs, but it wasn't bad. The meal was up $1.50. The oil, bean oil was up 190 ticks. The crude oil was really the strong part of this. Crude oil up 222 a barrel at 75.39. We opened higher. The corn wound up breaking 8 cents off the highs. The wheat, 19 cents off the highs. The beans, about 8 off the highs. The interesting thing is, we opened high because of the CPI number, the fact that the Dow Jones was up 750 to 800 points. But right now the Dow is up 34. It's been as much as 140 or 150 lower. But the crude oil didn't break, but the Dow certainly did. The dollar rallied about 45 points off its lows, still closed down 117 ticks at 103.59. You would have thought that would have been enough to support the corn and the wheat, but they really kind of broke hard late here. I'm surprised the beans were this strong, frankly. You've got COVID really running rampant in China. So bad, in fact, that President Xi has canceled an economic conference. I think it's for next week, which is one of their major conferences behind closed doors. He canceled it because of COVID, so that certainly doesn't bode well. You know, if this thing gets out of hand in China, which it could easily now with these easing of restrictions, I mean, you've got to be thinking recession in China. So, you know, maybe that's what broke these markets. I don't know. But the metal stayed strong. Silver up 55, gold up 31 bucks. Bonds up 1.5. But I really didn't see anything in particular that broke the corn and the wheat so much. Argentina looks to be getting rains. They've had their rains now. Looks like they're getting cooler temps. 90, 91 for highs, 76 for lows, but most of it in the high 70s to mid 80s range, which is certainly cooler than it's been. But the dryness, since they took out the rain for Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, that should put some pressure on things. One would think that with the increased fighting in Ukraine, that we could have done better, plus the CPI, we could have done better in corn and wheat. Maybe the fact that Biden has announced that he's going to release Patriot missiles to Ukraine was the deciding factor. If the Ukrainians get those Patriot missiles, I think the Russians have really serious problems out there. So maybe that's what broke the corn and the wheat here today. That's really about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.